From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning. National One Hit Wonder Day. I was a one hit wonder once.
I don't even want to know what that means.
Nah, yeah, I know. Random facts for today.
Random fact. What day is today?
It's Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Why not?
That's it. Random fact Wednesday. Got it. I'm here. I'm here.
All right. There is a patron saint of the internet.
Oh, help us all.
Saint Isidore of Seville. I don't know what that is or why or whatever, but what have you.
Okay.
Coins from 1931 to 1933 are extremely rare. Do you know why?
Why is that?
Because of the Great Depression. No one needed coins in the Great Depression, so the U.S. Mint stopped producing almost all of them. 1931 to 1933.
How come they didn't need coins?
Well, because it cost money, and people didn't have any money to spend. It's the Great Depression. Come on. You could fit all 10 of the smallest countries in the world into Houston, Texas. It's a total size.
That's interesting.
576 square miles. Houston
wow.
is 627 square miles. The 10 countries include Vatican City, which, of course, is, you know, kind of a country, Monaco, Liechtenstein, and Grenada. Small countries, though.
Huh.
And finally, okay. Sweden is the only country that's ever had a February 30th. Yes, it happened in 1712 when they were transitioning from the old Julian calendar system to the modern Gregorian calendar. So there you go. Huh. February has a 30th, but it was 1712. 1712.
Just once. Or before that.
Pre-Gregorian. Pre-Gregorian.
So up to 1712.
Yeah, well, no, I think they, well, who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows?
I wasn't alive then.
It was, yeah, okay. That makes sense. Pre-1712. All right, it's time for the Who Cares News, which makes no sense at all, but that's what we do here. So what's going on?
Well, now for something that has no relevancy.
Even more non-relevancy.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, I gotcha.
And I don't think that there's going to be many that care about this. That's why it's in the Who Cares News.
Well, that's, hello. You're so meta sometimes. You know that?
I'm very logical
when
today.
When you say
logical.
That, you're so meta. Anyway.
So what does that mean?
Meta means something inside of something that's actually itself. Like a TV show inside of a TV show. Tool Time was meta.
Oh, okay.
On Home Improvement.
Anyway.
You're so meta.
Demi Moore's memoir is out.
Well, oh, my. Can't wait to run right out.
Run right out.
And find a bookstore.
That's on my to-do list.
Not mine.
Of my list of never.
Of never.
She has a lot to say about Ashton Kutcher.
Wow.
Particularly about
tell
the
all.
Threesomes and
what?
The cheating.
What?
Yeah.
Threesomes and cheating?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Ashton, come on. You were married to Demi Moore.
Yes, but we all knew about it because, you know, it happened.
Oh, we know she's bat crap crazy. Well.
That's true.
Yeah.
Very
we didn't know
plastic.
Then.
Yesterday, Ashton plastic. Issued a yeah, response.
Right. Does she squeak?
Well,
I'm sorry. That just came out. Oh, my God. I can't believe I said that. Did she squeak?
Well, she made no bones about the fact that she spent, at that time, over like $110,000 on making a new body.
Look, I saw, what was it, striptease? And that was all her, man. I mean, well, augmented. But it wasn't a body double. And I think she squeaks.
So much to say.
Right?
If you're looking for a PC show, this is not it. All right.
Okay.
So anyway, Ashton issued a response. I like Ashton Kutcher.
Well,
I do.
Good for
I've always
you.
Been a fan. He tweeted, and I quote, "I was about to push the button on a really snarky tweet. Then I saw my son, daughter, and wife, and I deleted it." Good
he
man.
Had a change of heart.
Good man.
That he didn't
but
like,
he was
you know,
given a heads up. And he said, you know what? That's fine.
Yeah, well, no, they have to.
Mm-hmm.
If you mention somebody in a book, in a memoir, but I think that's required.
So,
anyway,
he didn't explain further. On a related note.
Yes.
John Cryer, I love John Cryer. He hit up Twitter to correct an alleged error in Demi's book.
Well, John Cryer and Demi Moore?
She claims that she took John's virginity
what?
Back when they made the 1984 movie No Small Affair
what?
Together.
No.
He says it's not true. And he said, I had actually lost my virginity in high school. He added that he has nothing but affection for her and not a regret in the world.
Well, I wouldn't either if I had to sleep with Demi Moore. I'm sorry. Now, wait a minute. Now, you say John Cryer and Ashton Kutcher. Who else has done the 2.5 Men? think about this. Well, and if you think about it.
Wow, there's some irony right there.
She didn't do Charlie. She didn't do Charlie.
That we know
of.
But
she dated Charlie's brother. That's the half. She dated Emilio Estevez. She was even engaged to him, remember?
Holy s***.
Demi Moore is the 2.5 Men woman.
Wow.
There you go. Right there.
Well, that's fascinating.
Isn't that? Isn't it?
That's interesting.
Who needs a threesome when you got that?
Let's go from interesting to what the crap. Lindsay Lohan has a new song out. Her new song is not on a record, CD, or download.
No.
As in a real song put out by a label type thing. Nope.
No.
It's a song that's streaming exclusively on Instagram TV.
God. Ay, ay, ay.
That's the IGTV you see at the bottom of a gram that allows you to upload a full video. What does this mean for things like, you know, Kim Kardashian and Halle Berry when they're posting half naked photos of themselves? You're like, bring on the Halle videos.
Jeez. No, I haven't seen Halle do an IGTV, but I have seen her do stories. Where, you know, she just keeps talking.
Takes a piece of clothing off each time?
No, unfortunately. Yeah, the half-naked stuff of her, which is all, of course, she's covered.
Yes.
Are just pictures.
Because she
stills.
Has more class than the...
You know. Yeah, well. Anyway, so...
Anyway.
Lilo's right. got a... She's got a song on IGTV.
It's the song...
Oh, yeah.
It's the song that we heard about recently.
Yeah.
Xanax.
I wonder if she's going to get sued. I mean, can you really...
Xanax,
can you call something?
That is a brand name.
It is a brand name.
It's not
name.
A generic
yeah.
name. It's a brand name.
Yeah. I'm going to look it up right now.
It's an EDM song.
Well, yeah. What fun.
And
EDM.
The video features a hodgepodge of photos and videos of her life.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Really?
Really.
Ugh. I'm looking up Xanax's...
So, I mean, the generic name is Alprazolam. And that doesn't sound as sexy, I guess, for a
no,
title
that,
of a
well,
song.
Yeah, can you sing a song,
Alprazolam? Probably not. Pfizer.
Oh, Pfizer.
Is the marketer and manufacturer
well,
of said
there you
Xanax.
Go. There you go. You know, Pfizer, you might want to call Lindsay's people. All right.
You might.
With that, we already mentioned Halle Berry, so we're good. All right, we got everything checked off this list. See you tomorrow. Have a great day, and...
That's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.